just see if anybody else is in the hallway. If you could also take your seat. And Omar, you want to see if anybody's in the hallway for us?
Excuse me?
Thomas went to
the teacher. Okay, thank you.
Pull them in.
Thank you.
Well, we could use someone continuously there because
yeah,
we never know when
they'll turn.
Chuck Anderson.
Here.
I'm Kine Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta.
He went up.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Lydia Brasson.
Here.
Omar Burdett.
Present.
John Crumshaw. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Leonard Eisenberg. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Jim Lafferty, excuse. Ali Lexa.
He's just my friend.
Brenda Medina. Sequoia Olivia Mercier. Dutch Merrick is excused. R.G. Murray.
Here. Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Present.
Summer Reed. Lawrence Reyes is excused. John Wenger.
Here. Present.
Lamont Yakey.
Fred Klunder.
Thank you. Ken Aaron. 14 present.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Roll call has been taken, and this is the best as it gets. Maybe I'll try. That's not you, it's a PA. Okay.
We like you anyway, aren't you?
Thank you.
No. It's recorded. It'll be better on the recording. If it records.
Right. Okay, so on the agenda, ask to roll call, acknowledge procedure for disruptive behavior. We have a board that's agreed on behavior for the audience. It's small. You'll all have a chance to address the board. We look forward to hearing your comments. Excuse absence requests were phoned in. Dutch Merrick is on a late night production. Lawrence Reyes has a family member who is not feeling well. He's been excused absence. Leonard Eisenberg is not feeling well. Jim Lafferty is also after excused absence with Dutch. And if we would go ahead, if someone could make a motion to, thank you, Michael, to acknowledge and accept those. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion, comments? Okay, all those in favor? Are there no objections? Okay, so thank you. Okay. Now we're going on to announcements. Do we have any announcements from the board that they would like to present? Chuck Anderson?
Yes, I'd like to direct my announcement to you, Marge,
okay,
and ask forgiveness for calling you a bad word.
Okay.
It really isn't a bad word, but okay, instead of compa, I would rather call you compa, which means compañera or comrade.
I appreciate that, Chuck.
So,
thank you.
I apologize for offending you.
But I accept your apology. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other announcements, Omar?
Yeah. Might as well use the mic.
Okay, good, too.
Okay, yeah, I have this note here. It says, as a motion passed by the KPFK unpaid staff union to present a workshop for all staff, paid and unpaid staff, on FCC's rules and guidelines. And this workshop is going to take place this coming Saturday at the People's College of Law. Check 1-2.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and
time?
The time is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, September 22nd. At the People's College of Law, 660 South Vonnegut Street, Los Angeles, 90070. The number is 213-483-0083.
Great. And also for those of you who may want to go and use the metro, the metro is only about two blocks to get off the MacArthur Station. And walk up, actually, if you go down to the northern street, it's a very slight incline if you care to take public transportation. It's much better, actually, than parking in the area, because it's a very city area with a lot of people and a lot of activities on a Saturday. Okay, are there any other announcements? Doug? Springer?
Yeah, Governance Committee in November will meet on November 21st, excuse me, November 14th, probably here, but to be determined, 7:30 p.m.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, Governance will meet in November on November 14th at 7:30 p.m.
And the place to be announced?
To be announced, but
okay.
Probably here.
Okay, great. Okay, on the September meeting minutes, did everybody have a chance to look them over? And do we have any recommendations to them?
I do.
Kim?
I believe that in the beginning when the meeting was started without a quorum, I read the Robert's Rules into the record.
Mm-hmm.
John, I mean, it's not just did Crumshaw make a point of order. I also made a point of order about not starting with a quorum, and I read the Robert's Rules description of what that you have to have quorum to start a meeting.
Did you listen to your quote online? I mean, on the audio. I mean, do you want the full quote included when I brought this over?
First of all, my understanding is there was no audio from last month, and second of all, I just, you know, if Crumshaw's, I mean, I don't think any of it's really, well, that was an important thing, starting the meeting without a quorum. I think that's...
That's why I put it in there.
Right. Yeah.
Would you like
to
go back to
Governance? No, I just think that, you know, if you're going to put Crumshaw in there, why, you know, I didn't think,
do you have a quote that you have wording that you'd like me to include?
I can give it to you.
Okay.
But I certainly would like it to be on record that I
voiced an opinion on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That I thought it was wrong to start meeting without a quorum.
I'm sorry. My recollection of that meeting is that by the time we finished calling the roll, we had a quorum.
Whatever. It
but
started
that,
without.
That is indicated in the minutes as well.
Okay.
But the minutes read.
Quorum lacking. The chair called to order an ad hoc committee of the chair. There is no such thing as an ad hoc committee of the chair.
That's fine, but if you said it, I'll write it down.
That's fine. You can write it down, but that's not a legitimate anything.
Okay, well, that's not what we're discussing now. We're discussing the committee of the chair. Not the philosophy of what was said.
Can somebody close? Do you want to make a motion of how to amend it?
No, I'll give you, I'll look it up and
let's move on.
Okay.
Are there any other adjustments to the minutes that need to be made or like to be recommended? Okay, do we hear any objections to Kim adding the language that you cited at the last meeting about not having the quorum, the meeting start as an ad hoc committee member meeting?
Yeah, as parliamentary advice, the minutes of the ad hoc committee of the chair don't belong in the minutes of the LSB.
Mm-hmm.
So before there was anything that happened before there was a quorum should not be in the minutes.
Okay. Do you want you want to put that in a motion then?
I'm not a member.
I'm sorry. No. Fred, would you like to make a motion on that?
Yeah, I move that we remove any minutes previous to the attaining of quorum from the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Thank you.
Do I have a second? Alex, and discussion?
We'll be advised that, Kim, what you just said for me to put in will no longer be in.
Right. Okay.
Well, wait, but we're a quorum.
No, we're talking about
the last minute.
Many people are dying, folks. Okay. Excuse me. No outbursts, please. We do have public comments, Bill. Please respect it. Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of adding the language that just got seconded?
So the quick sentence will be, quorum was achieved during the calling of the roll, and then and the meeting commenced at 12:53.
Okay.
That would be the first.
Lydia,
that would be
so
the title.
I move that we adopt the minutes as amended.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
We have two motions.
We have two motions on the floor. Are they identical?
Could we pass the amendment? Well, there's no objections to the amendment.
No, there was no objections to the amendment. Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Okay,
I think that passes unanimously. Thank you.
Are there any agendas, by the way? So everyone here, all our team members have an agenda?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so all those in favor then of approving the minutes? We approve the new language, so can I get a motion to approve the minutes for the batch class? Okay, second. Thank you, Brenda. All those in favor? Okay, that's unanimous. So we have the September minutes. Good job, thank you.
Approved as amended, correct?
Approved as amended. Okay, scheduling a notice of upcoming minutes. Our next board meeting, do we have a location? Do we know?
I'm sorry, did we discuss agenda approval?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we did. It's right over there. Sorry about that, Mr. Novak. Okay, so if everybody would look over their agendas now, and if you have any suggestions or additions or would like to approve the agenda as it is written, if you would weigh in on that.
Well, I'd like to put the management report in place of four, the treasurer's report, since he's going to give stuff about the station's finances, and I'd like to let Bernard go first about that.
Okay.
And if he has to leave, then he might as well go first.
So does that mean we're moving something, removing something? What does that mean?
Yeah, we're
Kim
moving.
Kim would like to make a suggestion that we change four to five.
Five to four.
Mm-hmm. And move up Bernard Duncan and have the treasurer's report go after.
I'd like it to go after the executive session.
Okay, after the executive session, which would be you'd like to see five become four and four to be moved down to 6A or something.
Seven A. Okay. Right above, before the town hall task force.
And after
the
CMB reports,
right?
After director reports?
After the director, yeah.
So you want to do like 8A?
I want to pull it down with the committee report.
Kim, give us a number. 8, would that be? Oh, before 8.
After 8.
Before 8. Oh, 8, and then town hall task force would be 8A. Okay. Any objections to that?
I think it'd be useful to appropriate to have Mr. Duncan first, but I'd like to hear something about the overall status of station finances prior to getting into a discussion of a specific project such as the solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'd like to keep you in advance of the discussion of the solar panels.
Okay. Any other comments on changes? The proposed changes. Michael, do you have any? I thought you no changes that you see necessary other than the two proposed on the floor. Anybody else? Okay, so Yeah, so we have, I'm sorry, Omar, do you have a question? Did you want to?
No, you just, okay.
So we have two up for discussion. Kim would like to, Kim Kaufman would like to move her report to, down to,
the treasurer's report.
Her treasurer's report to right prior to the town hall task force report after we go into executive session. Fred Clunter would like to have her report after Bernard Duncan. So seeing that we have two different suggestions on that, how should we proceed to vote on that?
I mean, the only thing I can say is there isn't much of a report since these are preliminary numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, could
you know,
just
everything has not been finalized, so I don't really have much report. Bernard will make, you know, as much of a report as
can I
will.
Can you do those numbers like in a minute or two?
Yep. Bernard has, you know, the basic numbers.
Fred asked for it. Can we just put you right after Bernard and then move on?
Mm-hmm.
He's just asking for preliminary numbers, and then we can have you report again after the executive session.
Well, I'm not going to do it twice. I'm on here three times. That's a little excessive. That would be making it three times, including number.
All right. How
14.
About if we put you after Bernard and then just one more time down with the committee report on 14? How about if we just take you from 8 to 14? Would that work? Let's do that.
Whatever. Okay? Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we're going to have Kim report after Bernard Duncan, and then again under 14. Okay? Good. Okay. Do you have a motion to approve it now from the floor?
I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All, any abstains or negatives? Okay. So moved. Okay. Now we're going to move on to schedule noticing of upcoming meetings. So we just heard from John Wenger that his meeting is going to be on, I wrote it down here, November 14th at 7:30. Olivia, I think you had a meeting.
Point of information. As a point of information, Margie has asked me to keep the queue and the time.
Yeah, I have, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm recognizing when you raise your hand.
Okay, right. Anybody else with a meeting? Michael?
I think you, at the governance committee, we felt there was a need to change the date of the December meeting that has previously been set for the I forget, the 21st?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot in governance.
That's what John was reporting.
Okay. Well, we have a lot in governance, or do you not care? No, you're right, we did.
The upcoming meetings,
Lydia?
Yes, in governance, we are recommending that December 17th, this is going to come up in the committee, but now I have a new charge from the PNB, so I'll get to that next. Okay. That it be December 17th, and that the announcement is that there will be, the Assembly of Delegates will vote on bylaws, so that is a separate meeting announcement for that date, and the LSB meeting to meet thereafter to elect its officers. And whatever other agenda items we can get in there. On the coordinating committee of the last night, it was also asked of all directors to go back to their LSBs and ask them to meet as early as possible in January, the first week, so right after the holidays. So whatever that calendar, who has the 2012 calendar, is I recommend it be that Saturday. So that would be the election of PNB directors. The reason for that is that this year we would like to be able to meet at the end of January. The flights are less expensive than, let's say, the first week in February.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what the bylaws call for. So we're asking all the LSBs to meet at the end of that first week.
Okay, so we'll try to...
January 7th?
The
first Saturday in January is the 7th.
Okay.
So those are recommendations that we'll take to John. Would that be appropriate for governance to work with Dutch and announce that?
No, we have to vote on it.
Tonight?
Yeah, governance already recommended
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They passed it.
Okay.
And then at the PMB, it was a recommendation.
Okay. So what date and time are you looking at, Lydia? Would you like to propose that for the body?
Saturday, January the 7th.
Okay.
And what's our usual time, 1 o'clock?
Okay, do I hear a second on that motion?
A second.
Which is this for, the January or December?
Our January meeting.
December would be the 17th.
And that would also be a delegate assembly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What time do we choose for December
17th?
One.
So both December and January would both require the noticing of a delegate assembly meeting and then followed by a local station board meeting.
Okay. So I think, do we need to pass them separately? Should we pass them
separately? Separately, yes.
All right, would you then announce the time and the date for December 17th to Saturday?
Yes, December 17th is a Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Location to be announced. And that will be a delegate assembly meeting to consider the passage of proposed bylaws amendments.
Just a point of information.
And followed by the local station board meeting.
We have three Saturday LSBs in a row.
Okay, regardless.
Yeah, probably you.
Oh, yeah. Another thing to note, in general, we have had consecutive Wednesday meetings as well, which are actually very difficult for people who get out of work. So Saturday meetings should be at least a rest for the amount of months that we've been actually meeting on a Wednesday consecutively.
And these are unique in that we normally, when we have a regular meeting to elect officers, but this time we have to consider a number of bylaws amendments, and those will be, could be lengthy.
And that's the December meeting or the January?
Both. December meeting is the bylaws, and then the January is when we elect the directors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the queue we have John, Mike, and Summer. Could you raise your hand, John? Okay, Mike and Summer.
Yeah, so Tim is correct that we're moving the December meeting from a Wednesday night, which was in the 21st, to a Saturday because of the fact that we need to accommodate two meetings.
Okay.
And incidentally, the 21st is the first night of Hanukkah, so it might be a good idea to move it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was Summer.
Okay, so everybody knows I don't prefer weekend meetings of any shape or form. So that being said, I fully concur that we need extra time at these meetings because bylaws, regardless of support them, don't support them, whatever, frequently just nothing happens with them because it is very difficult for all five LSBs throughout the country to meet at exactly the time they're supposed to get it done one way or the other and get it back to national because of the crazy structure that's so short for that. And the same thing with electing people to the PMB. It's very problematic when people are not elected on time. It costs the foundation more money. It makes it hard to schedule hotels and flights and stuff. So I don't like January 7th, frankly. But I agree we need to do it on a Saturday, and we need to do it early in the month, so my liking is irrelevant.
Okay.
So that's it anyway. I agree we need to have extra time, and it's like inconvenient, but that's just where it's scheduled currently in the bylaws, and we just have to do it.
Okay.
So I'll support that.
Good. So
thank
would
you.
Someone like to make a motion to...
Lydia?
Yes, I'd like to make... first to divide the question. So the first one is to make a motion to accept December 17th, Saturday, December 17th at 1 o'clock for a meeting of the Delegate Assembly to consider bylaws amendments, followed by a local station board meeting to elect its officers and whatever appropriate agenda items are considered thereafter.
Point of information?
Yes.
Lydia, I presume that this Saturday, the 17th, is a change. It's not in addition to the previous meeting that we used to have scheduled, or still for the moment have scheduled, on December 14th. This is a change from Wednesday the 14th to Saturday the 17th.
That's
right.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Any further discussion?
We don't want to meet twice.
Do you want to have a second?
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor? I think that's unanimous. So, Lydia, would you like to then go on to your next?
Yes, and so the next motion is that we meet Saturday, January 7th at 1 o'clock, location to be determined, and that it be first a meeting of the Assembly of Delegates to elect its directors to the Pacifica National Board, followed by a local station board meeting as to be determined, an agenda to be determined.
Okay. Do we have a...
But I'm sorry, what day of the week is that? Did you say the 7th?
That's also Saturday.
Yes.
That's
not Saturday?
I think it's the 8th. Hold on.
24th.
And then maybe something's like
that. 7th and the 17th. Point of information. 7th and 17th.
Do you have it? Is it a Saturday? 7th? Okay, thank you.
7th?
The 17th is the 7th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Michael. Second, and all those in favor? Any objections? So moved unanimously, great. Okay. I'd like to welcome Summer Reed and
Ankeny.
Good to see you. Bye. Okay, so
good.
Okay, so our November meeting is when, John? Did you just tell us that?
Yeah, that's November 19th at 1 o'clock.
November 19th is our meeting at 1 o'clock.
Another Saturday.
Another Saturday yes. meeting. So, do we have a location yet? John?
I haven't heard of it yet, no.
Okay.
Typically, the chair figures those out in
there. So, it's going to work. Good. All right. I think that concludes the scheduling. Item number two. Item number three is the chairperson's report. Glad to see everybody out. This is great. We have a great turnout. That should be 5 minutes, so I'll get back four to the cause, okay? Thank you for being all attentive and supportive. And now we'll move right to Bernard Duncan. Welcome.
Thank you. It only came to my attention this afternoon that you haven't seen the manager's report, which was sent to the chair yesterday morning.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. I gave you an undertaking when I first came here that you would have it in time to see it, and to the best of my understanding, you did, but clearly you didn't. So you'll have it any minute, and once you do, we'll walk through it. And I'll start because the stuff at the top is pretty general. In terms of the manager's overview, we had another report to the listener session during September, which was an interesting one, a more positive experience than the first of those, and certainly a lot of complimentary stuff being told to me about the station with some very useful suggestions and comments. I don't know how many of you have heard it, but it was a far more pleasant experience than the first of those. The October fund drive we started yesterday. At the time I left the building today, I think the total was $64,000 for the first 2 days. So we've started relatively well, but we need to do a bit better than that as we go ahead. One of the issues for me with this particular fund drive is that because we carry Letters in Politics and the News Hour from KPFA, and they started their fund drive 2 weeks ago,
yes.
To a number of ears, it will sound like we've already been in fund drive for a couple of weeks. I have another issue with that I'm discussing with the people involved, and that is the fact that for those 2 hours, the phone number to call in is different for the phone number for the rest of our fund drive. We need to address those issues. We're doing the full staff monthly meetings on a regular monthly basis. Transmission I'll get to a little bit more fully when we get to the engineering part of this report, but suffice to say that an order has gone in for a new transmitter for Mount Wilson. The first payment was made today for it, the down payment, and the rest will be made as and when we can do that, hopefully in as short a possible time, and that too will depend on how successful we are with the fund drive. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the report. And just in terms of general business, KPFK's public file is, as usual, up to date. A lot to report in terms of the outreach and development side of the organisation. The town hall meeting that the LSB pulled together for us on Sunday the 18th went, I think, pretty well. It was well attended. We took a fair few hits in terms of general public comments, but we also had some welcome comments come from the floor and some very good suggestions. And even emerging from that, on the outskirts and in the wings of that meeting, I met with a number of people who have come to me with some suggestions for different ways of raising funds and different things they think the station can be involved in, and I'll work through those and report on them as they come to anything, if they come to anything. The CAB has been, well, there was an initial meeting to put together the CAB. There may be some comment on that in the meeting from the floor. I note that both, in fact, Stella, Augustine, and Deli are all here who were involved in setting up. I said that. And I said that in the middle. Bella. I always think Bella, Augustine, Deli, B-A-D, babe. So I just wanted to acknowledge that they're here and that we may hear from them about the CAB. The interesting thing from that perspective is that it's kind of been set up as a facilitation committee. It has set a date for a gathering where we can try and bring some more people together. And I also had a suggestion from Israel today that we take a look at some of the people who were interested in being part of the LPAC when that was being set up and maybe bring some of those people who are not on the LPAC into that discussion and into that forum. The other interesting thing is that despite their attendance at this meeting tonight, if Bella, Augustine and Deli are involved in the CAB on an ongoing basis, their involvement with the LSD will have to be limited both in terms of the Bibles and in terms of what is required of the CAB. That's for us to work through, I think, and for us to comment on further as and when the time is appropriate. For my way of thinking, there is progress. We had what I thought was an extremely good meeting on Monday morning with those three representatives here, in terms of the facilitation, and with Jennifer at the station and myself, and I think we came up with some ways forward in terms of that. I actually wouldn't mind you commenting a little on that, Bella, when you can. Radio outreach events, we seem to have been very busy in the last couple of months. I had an interesting experience coming to the last LSB meeting in that I was in the car driving to that between 12:30 and 1, and there was that bank of promos that plays at the top of the hour, and every one of them had something else that was coming up on that day or the following day or the following weekend. It sounded like we're involved in an awful lot of stuff at the moment, and I think that's appropriate. Some of those things, something that came out of the last fund drive was the American Teacher screening down in Santa Monica. We didn't get as many sitting down at that as we thought we would, but we did get a good number of pledges made on its behalf. And of the 166, 114 of them were allocated to pledge bought tickets. Only 65 people turned up, but the discussion was lively and informative and engaging. We also had a very good presence, and I've heard nothing but extremely good feedback about our presence at the Ciclovia event just a couple of weeks back in September. And that was a particularly busy day too, because we went straight from that in terms of an outside broadcast to the Smiling West Town Hall meeting, which again I thought was one of the best pieces of radio I've heard in an awful long time. It was very engaging, and I understand I was actually at the ADA function that afternoon, but I understand it was a very well attended and engaging and interesting gathering. So a lot of stuff like that has been going on. We've also managed to get into a trade deal with the LA Weekly, which for our part will require us to do some promotional stuff associated with things that the LA Weekly is involved with that meet with our particular mission goals. So obviously we were, when we accepted the contract with them to put the full page ad in their best of 2011 edition, which incidentally has been snapped up, and it's in a good place, it's near the front. And we made sure it was near none of the porn stuff, and I counted. We are at least three pages away from a vibrator ad. On the way, Juan Gonzalez is in town shortly to promote his book. Amy Goodman, I'm told, is in town as well in the next couple of weeks, but we won't be seeing her. She's in doing a talk and then out again, so I won't even get a chance to meet her this time around. But Juan is in town to promote his book, and that's become a KPFK media sponsorship event. On the same day, we have an altar at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery dedicated to fallen journalists from around the world. That agreement to actually get into that particular venue for these sorts of things came as a direct result of the town hall meeting. Jennifer was approached by someone who is responsible for handling some of the altars at those functions. We're a media sponsor for the Green Festival LA at the end of the month, and Eric Mann and Antonio Gonzalez and Amy Goodman is coming in for that one very briefly, and we are involved with the Green Palace event, which is taking place on the 16th of November. On to programming, a lot of coverage, and we're being complimented for it too by the Occupy movement as being mounted from the station, and in fact probably from tomorrow we will have a more or less as permanent as it gets a presence at that venue, right next door to the media tent. We'll have our banner and our tent there, and we'll have
make it a big
and we will You've seen the banners, though. We will have a table set up there so that we can do outside broadcasts as and when they're appropriate, but also what we're intending to do is have a computer and microphone set up there so people can go in and talk about their experience of the movement, and we can package those up into shortish promos that we'll play at certain times during the day just to keep the attention rolling with that movement as it progresses. As I was coming in this evening, I heard something on the news about how some people are saying it will cool down on a nationwide basis as the winter sets in, but then maybe kick off again in spring. I don't know. I'll believe that when I see it. A couple of things have changed to the weekly schedule with Alive and Thinking coming back. We signaled that last time around. The car show is back. Digital Village has moved. And something that I wasn't particularly happy about myself and we're still working on is that the Explorations is in hiatus briefly, although it has become a podcast. From my way of thinking, that was a worthwhile program and one of the very few things about science we have anywhere near out here. Here in the City is back on air as well, and that was one of the recent live broadcasts from the Occupy movement last week. And we are still in the process of embarking on a 360-degree review of the programming and evaluation that builds from the ground up and goes out to the listenership to overlook at everything that's on the air. The fund drive is not the time to do that, but rest assured, very shortly after the fund drive, you will see that starting to kick into gear. Operations, we had a lighting retrofit through the building to reduce some of the power that's consumed by our lighting. It should cut the bills for us, but it's also more environmentally friendly, and they just changed some of the fixtures that have been in there for some time. In some cases, we understand, since the building was constructed. And also, there is some new furniture in the conference room at our office in North Hollywood, and the stuff that has gone out of there that isn't completely falling to bits has gone to Goodwill. And Zuberi has secured a carpet donation for the computer room upstairs, so that will take place in the next while as well. Another little thing we can tick off the box is as a result of our boosting our signal to the Malibu area with our new stick a little bit further up on Saddle Peak, we are now in a position to take a direct audio link from one of our transmitters, and that means we don't need the Verizon studio transmitter link, and that takes the contract off our books from the end of this month. And we're into the process of something we signaled last time, that's the Energy Champions, which these all fit into our environmental standpoints, and it's a program that's being run by the organizations controlling the Energy Champions program, who are also responsible for conservation and trying to try and reduce usage. And we've been asked to be an official promoter of that service, and the orientation program has taken place, and we will be starting to run promos to do with that as well. And there is a payoff to us, a cash payoff, for every person that converts to the more energy efficient systems that are being offered. So we'll use the website and the email blasts to promote that further. The studios, although they look particularly dilapidated now that the lights are better, are in relatively good condition and working. We've touched on the Malibu booster site briefly. It will become officially on the air probably in November, but we're still in a testing phase. But so far there have been no problems with that, and that part of the Pacific Coast Highway is now covered all the way up the coast. We are hopeful that some money might come out of that, because there are some people with money along that coast. The translator at Rancho Bernardo has been updated and is working. The Santa Barbara translator site, we are having fewer than ever before calls from the Santa Barbara area saying that 90.7 up there is being interfered with, and also fewer than ever before calls about the Tijuana stations. Part of the reason for that is that we actually upgraded the aerial there, and also our Mount Wilson transmitter, despite being on very low power after its outage a couple of weeks back, is now up to almost half power, which actually is good enough for the coverage area we've got. We would clearly like it to be broadcasting at close to full power. Mm-hmm. We have applied to and been granted by the FCC an exemption from full power for 6 months while we get the new transmitter up and running. That transmitter has been identified, it has been ordered, and the first payment has been made. Mm-hmm. And we are hopeful of a delivery by the end of November, and hopefully it will be installed by the end of December. Mm-hmm. So that's the status of the Mark Wilson transmitter, which should have us back to ship shape and crystal fashion, as they say where I come from. But at the moment, we're operating at between 33,000 and 40,000 watts at any given time. And considering after the outage, we were down to about 4,000 watts for a week, that's a welcome return. But the maintenance there will continue until the new transmitter is in, and hopefully we will not have those problems. It is state of the art. It is exactly the same. It's an upgraded version of the transmitter that is operated by the station that shares our co-siting agreement up there in the room next door. They've had theirs over there for 7 years. It hasn't had any problems, and we have two models up from that one. We should have for the cost of it. It's working out at around $84,000, and hopefully we can pay that off sooner rather than later. The financial status part of this report is just the way things looked on the books as at the beginning of this week. We have $162,000 in the bank as opposed to $600,000 last month. The reason for that change is that we've paid off central services almost completely. Total payables at the moment, $35,000, which is roughly what we should be seeing at this time. It was $30,000 this time last month. Obviously, those debts have been cleared and been replaced by new ones. Central services owed to national offices around $20,000, but that's not due until the end of this month. And we have cleared up the debts that we've held to that particular part of our organization for some time. And the net income subject to audit is $132,000 and some change. And our total listener support has been reported as $3.14 million as opposed to a budget we had at the beginning of the year of $2.8 million, and the difference is around $300,000. And as you all know, the ENB approved our fiscal year 2012 budget at their meeting in Washington.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So our next report will be from Kim.
No, question.
Moving along.
That's
right. It was such a good report. Such a good report. So people have questions. Okay, Olivia?
Okay, and this is coming from having very little knowledge, engineering knowledge here, but I used to hear that part of the problem with the transmitter was physically being too low, and so is that going to be raised, or is that still an issue? Or?
There are a couple of theories about why the transmitter has been behaving the way, or misbehaving the way it has in the last year and a year and a bit, and one of the interesting ones is that there is a very strong possibility that as a result of the fires on the mountain a couple of years back, a lot of water and fire retardant has been dragged into the air conditioning system that has been dropped on those fires and has interfered with some of the componentry. Mm-hmm. If it was higher up, that wouldn't be as big an issue, and we're addressing that part of it. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other, John
Crumshaw? I also participated in the American Teacher Panel. Margaret had invited me, so you
good.
Might want to just make a note.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thanks, John. Was it as good as I've been told it was?
The panel was good. I have my doubts about the film. Because I think that it treated charter school operators as if they were equal regular schools. And there was a chilling moment in which Michelle Reese's successor in the Washington, D.C. school said, well, if teachers aren't doing a good job, we can help them out of the profession.
Wow.
Okay.
With the
union.
Sorry, Michael.
Well, thanks for the very comprehensive report. I did have a couple of questions in relation to the programming overview. I think you also discussed the idea that you were going to review job descriptions. And
the staff review will also staff are actually relatively busy. You will understand.
Sure, right. Absolutely. Also, I got a card from Rob Macon thanking me and mentioning your support also for the AIDS walk.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to include it.
Thank you. I'm very glad you're focusing on the composition of the CAB from a management perspective. It has this one location, so thank you. Glad to see that occurring and keep us apprised of developments, please. And some standards set so that it's legally compliant and all that. So thank you on that. Thank you for paying central services. I would like to see all the stations in a regular mode of paying central services and everything happening regularly. So even if it takes off our books, I'm really glad. So thank you. And it looks like you're a lot of things. I'm sure the transmitter room will be really relieved to have that. So thank you for addressing so many things, and we trust you will continue to do so. And the coverage of Occupy LA. Thank you so much for doing that. So yeah, that's really important, but being present in the community and stuff is happening in Georgia. Very good part. Thank you.
I'm confused about this Juan Gonzalez event. Is that What does that mean? It's through the fund drive? Is it not open to the public?
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, it is. But there is also there's an additional premium. There's a pre book launch function that will be used as a premium as a thank you gift during the fund drive.
Is it also? I mean, I've heard like nothing about this.
Oh, geez, you've been listening. I haven't heard nothing else.
I haven't been listening to the fund drive.
No. But even before, I mean, it wasn't really on the newsletter. I mean, it didn't say what it was. It just said that.
Can I have a look whether your cup's half empty or half full?
I don't know what to say. Except for through the fund drive, but it's open to the public, or you know, it's
the function. I don't know what they call it.
I think it's a pre reception.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a meet and greet.
It'll be either an hour and a half before the book launch, mm-hmm. and it will be by paid attendance for a premium.
$75
for a pledge, but it will be paid. And it will be a meet and greet with one and with one of the others, John Torres.
How else is it being advertised? Just on the phone, on the air?
Okay, we got to go on the camera.
Not finished.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, John, Ali, and Rodrigo.
Just wanted to mention when you had Quasi mentioned here that he played a very important role in the Occupy. LAUSD.
Totally.
Yes. It's been very visible at the movement.
Yeah. This is what they told me tonight because I was chairing a committee at the UCLM. Sorry, I came late because of my obligation there and skipping my law school class tonight. But at any rate, what happened is that after the press left, the LAUSD police and the Los Angeles police started to rough up the crowd, yell at them, call them names, threaten them. Quasi immediately went and got 200 people to show up within a minute, and all that dissipated.
Wow.
But they were going to break it up right then.
Wow.
I know the story is more than that because I was there.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I can forward an article to the board and to management that kind of elaborates.
I'd like
that.
To take public comment as well.
I also heard Ernesto did a report on that
yesterday.
Yes,
he
did.
Yes,
okay. Very important. Well, on the queue, we have Ali and Rodrigo, and then we should go to public, right? Ali?
Yeah, two comments and a question.
Okay.
Juan Gonzalez and Joseph Torres were advertising it online and as cards. It's a free event for people to come and listen to their speech, but there's a meet and greet beforehand, and there's a copy of the book and refreshments that is part of. You can either pledge for it through the driver directly. It's a separate event.
You've got that on the web too, haven't you?
That's correct. Yeah. I personally admit it. I'll be promoting it online. The other thing is the fund drive. The current total is $79,163. That's average of $39,000.
Rodrigo?
I'm not done. I have two comments and a question. And finally, I'm sorry if I didn't hear this, but this new transmitter, do you have an ETA on when it should be up and running?
Hopefully by the end of December. The issue with it is that the order's been made. Now they're in conversation with the factory to see if there's one actually on the shelf that we can pick up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they will have to construct one, which will take another week. And then it gets shipped to... to a place in Glendale, and then we have to get it physically up to the mountain and do the installation.
And there's no special permits or anything that could delay?
Not that I'm aware of. In fact, all of the license differences have been applied for and granted.
Okay, thank you. And then finally, the backup generator out there, is that going to be up and functional?
Well, once that's on the air, that's the priority, because the backup generator is running out at the moment.
Yeah. Mm. Backup electricity generator?
I thought you meant transmitter. The backup, the generator, we have the permit to go ahead with from the water and air quality people, and so that is that's being dealt with as we speak. But I think right as at now, it probably wouldn't be any more use to us than it was in June. However, the problem that we had in June was exacerbated by the fact that SoCal Edison now have their feed up the other side of the mountain as well, so they've got double redundancy up there.
Thank you.
Okay, Rodrigo, and then Mike.
Then let's have, if we could, after that, then go to public. I'd like to, if
if you know has already spoken, because we'll have other times some board members can speak. So Rodrigo, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, on the issue of the premiums, you know, that have you developed any ways to kind of fix the problem? Because that's an ongoing situation that people don't get their premiums on time, you know, or don't get them at all.
Yeah. It's an ongoing problem, you're right. The most recent one of those, we can't take the credit for it, is because Gary Nutt's book that was actually a premium in May had still not arrived in our offices despite having been paid for 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally arrived this week after Summer actually waited in on our behalf when she was in New York and went and saw Gary Nutt himself. And it was a problem with the publisher. So, we're working on that with
Rigo. And another question has to do with the monthly board staff meetings. Could you explain, the difference, because my knowledge is limited, you know, between full staff and programmers? So, you meet with the programmers, you meet with the workers at
the
station?
Paid staff.
Paid
staff. On a monthly basis, yeah.
On paid staff.
Yeah, and on paid staff issues more than a general program.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the last one was kind of consumed with fund drive activity. On the ground.
Can I ask you to resend the invitation to the producers or the programmers for the FCC workshop that's going to be this Saturday?
Yeah.
So it's really important, I don't remember having even one before. So for so many years I was working.
I'm pretty sure it's on the website too, isn't it?
Yeah, but at least a memo that can be resent to all the...
All right.
Yeah, you could do that, please.
Yeah, I've got to say, when Reza brought that to me the first time around, I thought that was one of the most worthwhile things I'd seen being offered for that group. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Good work.
Okay.
Okay, Mike and Kim. But then after that, public comment, right?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't think of this earlier. Two short things. In the budget, we did cut the amount for purchasing of materials for premiums, and I'm wondering if that being implemented already in the current program. And also, I was curious. I'm curious if there's any financial saving on utility costs if we're at half power.
Probably, but it wouldn't be appreciated, would it?
Okay.
Kim,
that's the last.
I'm never going to public comment.
Right.
I just want to make a motion that Bernard forward his report to the entire LSB
next month, or from now on,
rather than having it sit in, because he sent it out to Doug on the 9th, we never got it. Whatever.
But I always send it out. I always send it out at least a day and a half before.
Right. And we never got it. So I'd like to make a motion that Bernard,
send that email address called LSB.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Second.
Yeah. Any objections? So moved. Thank you. Thank you very much for that thorough report.
Public comment is 90 minutes each.
90 minutes. Did we record it officially? That was without objection, Secretary? Thank you. Good. Okay, so...
90 seconds. Okay.
Kim has, everybody, just so you know, Kim has the 90 seconds. Then we'll go down to 60, 30, and it stops.
This is heading into my time because I have to give a report.
I'm sorry, Bella. Bella, you will get your 90 seconds. It hasn't started, okay?
Madam Chair, can I ask for one point of information? Just can I correct something?
Could you do it after?
No, just not forget. It won't be important enough because, frankly, but just as a note, our chair, I believe, is working 14-hour days, and that might be why I didn't send that out. I don't think it was
right.
I don't think it was through error.
Well, that'll be better. Okay, good.
Yeah.
We have 7.5 minutes.
Okay, so John should do that.
Okay.
We'll keep
the time.
Okay.
Bella, well, yes, would everybody state their name?
It's not required.
If
you
said
she
is.
But you would like to, that'd be nice too, but whatever. Okay, go ahead.
You let me know when you're ready for names.
Bella, I am ready for you.
Thank you. Okay.
So on the 30th, the cab took an election, made a decision to change the cab as an interim chair. However, I was conveniently deposed by Jennifer Kaiser at KPFK of the interim chairmanship. I decided to, I accepted being a facilitator of the station. I will go along for now only to help along the process of forming a new cab and calling for an election, an outright election, and I hope that all of us get involved in this because I saw you are $1.6 million is at stake. And if you care so much about Pacifica and KPFK, we need to pay close attention to this. The day that we are gearing for a cab meeting, and I hope you take this seriously, is December 4th. It's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Unless you are a devoted churchgoer, you should be there. And I hope that everybody makes an effort to be there. Some of us, Ellie and Augustine, we met with management, and we also encouraged them to immediately change the ongoing announcement to prep people, the audience, and the importance of what's going on with the cab. So that I think we decide to take it seriously, finally. But aside from all of that, I am upset. I am upset that I was selected interim chair, and now I have been converted to a facilitator. Hey, that's okay. All right, real quick, I asked Mr. Barnard Duncan during our meeting on Monday regarding monthly, timely monthly meetings with all programmers, and he said he never has meetings with the programmers, and I'm wondering why is it that the unpaid programmers don't have equal attention from management in order for
the 30 unpaid seconds over.
Yeah.
Stop. Okay.
And I want this to be serious, to be taken seriously.
Okay. Thank you, Bella.
You know, I attended the Capital Reconstitution meeting, and I volunteered to work with it, and on Monday past, met with Mr. Duncan and Jennifer Kaiser, and we established the date of the 4th of December. Well, it was given to us by management that they wanted to have a meeting on the 4th of December, and I volunteered to locate a venue, which has been located. It would be in Maywood at the Pro Uno offices, and they have a big meeting area. It would hold about 100 people, and there's a lot of strong community activity in the Maywood area. It's probably the most radical city in the whole country. The first to have a sanctuary for undocumented workers, and also too recently they got rid of the corrupt police department, which was involved in rapes and murders and beatings and all kinds of different things. There was a whole thing on this, the issue of impounding cars, and that was stopped by the administration, and also two other people will be invited from the Chicano Roundtable and from the South Central Committee of LA to participate at this time, and it's an outreach that was long overdue for the Spanish-speaking community, Spanish and bilingual communities, and we hope to advance that more, and as part of that, I've reached out to people that I know to participate because we supposedly have to have 24 members on the cab, and I've already started recruiting them, and I hope other people will recruit people to come.
Thank you very much. Terry?
Hi, my name is Terry Goodman. I just wanted to remind everyone, it was about 5 years ago, KPFK did have an all-programmers meeting where Pacifica's FCC attorney John Krieger came and did a comprehensive seminar on communications law to update all the paid and unpaid programmers about current development.